This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Warm like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
Yesterday, Dick showed me the picture of a girl he's crazy about. And you can't guess what the picture did to me. Well, I'll tell you more about it in a little while, but first... To go back to the story, in all the time I've known Dick, he's never mentioned a girl back home. The girl in the picture's named Lorraine, and she's the gypsy type. She's just the opposite from me. I'm not jealous. I'm more hurt than jealous. I don't think it was fair of Dick to lead me on and then bring in an old picture. I wonder if Dick keeps the picture on his bureau so he can see it first thing when he wakes up in the morning, and the last thing at night before he goes to sleep.
Well, I certainly got a rise out of Jeannie. She swallowed my bait hook, line, and sinker. She'd be surprised to know that the girl in the picture is a complete stranger to me. I bought the picture, you see, in a store that sells photographs. Now, it's quite a picture now that I look at it again. I wouldn't mind knowing a girl with eyes like that. But I wonder what her real name is. Now, I've always thought that Jeannie was my ideal, but maybe this girl has a little more zip than Jeannie. She's a doll. Sort of a paper doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal.
And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real.
When I come home at night, she will be waiting.
I'll be the truest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll to call mine than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
You know, it's funny, but all the time I was singing, I was thinking about Jeannie and imagining that I heard her voice blending with mine. I'm sort of ashamed of myself for making Jeannie jealous. She's no paper doll. She's the real thing. And here's a friend who'll be glad to tell you about another real thing.